Hello, I'm Jen Seeger, and my role is to lead partner profitability for the Worldwide Partner Group, with the goal of helping to improve business profitability for all of our partners. I'm happy to be here today to speak to you about the fourth installment of a nine-part training we've created along with our content partner, Service Leadership, to help you get your business transition to the cloud. Today, we'll be kicking off the Planning Your Transition section, beginning with strategy. Let's get started. This section has five chapters, each devoted to a critical area of your business. These areas are strategy, service, sales, finance, and compensation. Now that you've chosen a cloud business option, the next step is to plan for the transition across these five main aspects of your business. The following five chapters will provide tips and ideas to make a smooth transition. These chapters build upon the work done in the first section, making the cloud business decision. In that section, you'll recall that you determine your predominant business model and estimated your operational maturity level. We'll refer to these two concepts throughout the remainder of the training. In this chapter, we'll cover two main strategic traits. These are foundational traits that influence your entire operation. The two traits are your value creation strategy and choosing your target market size. For each trait, we'll show how partners at different operational maturity levels, or OMLs, demonstrate this trait. Your goal will be to identify where your company is today and work towards the description of the next highest operational maturity level. We'll also provide advice and next steps for the three largest predominant business models, or PBMs. C-level employees, especially the CEO, must be intimately involved in the implementation of a cloud business option. This is especially so if the cloud business strategy involves moving from one predominant business model to another. Therefore, the first trait that we'd like to highlight is value creation strategy. This is of great importance to every CEO. Your cloud business strategy should get you closer to your value creation goals. Value creation strategy is a foundational operational maturity level trait. Your value creation goals shape every area of structure and operations. The trait is more complex than it looks because there are no best practices to follow. The only best practices are to intentionally and explicitly choose one value creation strategy and give it the time and resources to succeed. A few examples of value creation strategies include build to X value and sell it to employees or family by Y time, build to X value and sell it to someone else by Y time, or build to X value, distribute the return you need, and defer succession or sale until later. The key part of value creation strategy is determining how much value you intend to create. Without this goal, it's difficult to evaluate investments over time. Top-performing firms have a clear value creation strategy, focusing all planning and execution towards that goal. They balance how much value they want to create over what time frame against the resources put at risk. Low-performing firms have neither clear value creation goals nor a timetable. This leaves their planning without an anchor. I will pause here so that you can take a moment to read the descriptions for the five operational maturity levels, or OMLs. Please identify the one that best describes your company, then read the description of the next highest OML. Your goal should be to get to that next level. Also, take a quick look at the notes at the bottom of the page. These are implementation tips specific to the three largest predominant business models. Next, I'd like to discuss how cloud options can affect value creation. As you'll see in this slide, your predominant business model, along with the cloud business options you choose, will affect your value creation opportunities. For managed services PBMs, both the partner-branded white label and the partner-owned private cloud options retain the best revenue value as indicated by the blue boxes. Managed services PBMs are less likely to see value creation with refer vendor-branded or resell-branded options because of lower margins and a diminished brand profile. Conversely, product-centric and project-centric PBMs should choose resell vendor-branded and partner-branded white label options because of their likelihood to increase recurring revenue. Now that you have an idea of how different options can affect value creation, let's move on to the next trait, target customer profile. Let us now turn our attention to the importance of choosing a target customer profile. The most successful partners, in terms of growth and profit, sell to just one target customer size and stick to it strictly, actually decline leads that don't fit. Selling and delivering quality service to customers of widely different sizes creates multiple difficulties. Customers of different sizes have different sales cycles, account management needs, engineering skills, systems, and reporting. Solution providers who try to serve two or more different customer sizes simultaneously will either underperform or end up building multiple marketing, sales, and delivery operations. Focus gives top-performing firms time to develop high-value, differentiated services while simultaneously driving down costs. Take a moment now to look at this slide and read the attributes of each OML level. Pause the presentation to make note of your current level and the characteristics of the next level up. Also read the next steps for your PBM. Both product-centric and project-centric PBMs will begin by analyzing their current base of customers by size and buyer type, looking for concentrations. Both PBMs should also develop cloud services that serve these concentrations. In general, no matter what PBM you are, your target customer will vary based upon the cloud option strategy you choose. For example, in the refer branded option, anyone could be a prospect because they are being referred directly to the provider. Yet under the partner-owned private cloud option, the target customer must be narrow in order to meet revenue and margin goals. This slide shows how you must narrow your focus to be successful. Refer opens you to all, resale is only limited by sales time and costs, white label and private cloud can only be successfully delivered to one segment. Pick one, but only one. This increases your service quality and gross margin by increasing the number of repetitions of sales within your target size range and reduces your sales costs by allowing additional services to more often be sold to the same customer. To recap, regardless of which cloud business option you choose, it's important to know how it fits within your overall value creation strategy and to pick an appropriately narrow target customer profile. In the next chapter, we will discuss three service traits that will make you even more successful with your cloud business strategy. I hope this content has been useful. Thanks for your time today.